Okay. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to be talking today about the gift. The gift that keeps on giving. Okay. Yeah, report that. Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you. I just want to give somebody an encouraging word real quick. Brother Carter, when you was up here and you were talking about nothing was exciting happening that you could talk about, I heard the Holy Spirit said that next year is going to be a very exciting year for you, which includes you, Miriam, because you're part of him. Next year, you are going to have a lot of exciting things to talk about. And I just heard the Spirit of the Lord saying earlier that you're going to step into your own, which means God is saying to you that you're going to step into your anointing that he's given you. And over the years, you've kind of backed away from it. You've kind of went, oh, you've talked about this or that or the other. But he said this year is going to be a very exciting year as far as ministry is concerned because you're going to step into your own. And you've grown and matured into the Word enough to know when someone says something that's contrary to the Word, your spirit immediately picks it up. So he says, get ready, you two, because next year is going to be an exciting year. You are going to have a lot of exciting things to talk about. And you're going to have a lot of testimonies of people's lives that you've touched through your ministry. You two don't think you have a ministry because you think that it's something behind the pulpit. But he says, no, no, you're going to be going to some places. Yeah, yeah. But get ready. Amen. You're stepping into your own. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So they're part of us. So we get to share in that. Amen. Hallelujah. Before we get into the message this morning, we're just going to have a little fun with something. And it's good to have fun in the house of the Lord. Jesus is all about having fun, good, clean fun. Amen. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Cheerful heart doth good like a medicine. So just in case you might want to follow through with this song and actually bring it into reality, I want to give you the price of some things so that you can may want to do it. And that's talking about the 12 days of Christmas. You know, I read this and I thought, well, it'd be fun to share with you all. So how much would it cost to give the gifts named in the classic Christmas song, the 12 days of Christmas? How much would it cost? Well, this person figured it up. I can't even remember where I got it now. The grand total came to about $15,000. Some items were affordable, like a partridge in a pear tree for $34.99. Six turtle doves will run you around $50. Some of this stuff, I don't know where you're going to find it at. But anyway, I guess you Google it. You know, Google knows where everything's at, right? But the price takes off when you add 11 pipers singing. Let's see, or piping, 11 pipers piping. And that is about $1,000 right there. Then there are the 12 drummers drumming. With a current scale of union scale for musicians, they will run you another $1,000. The price really soars when you get 12 Lords a-leaping. I have no idea what that is, Lords a-leaping. I don't know where you'd find them at. But we're talking $3,000 just to get them. And so I don't know where you'd find them at, but might be something to get into because that would run about $3,000, so they're very expensive. And so if any of you've got a heart to dance, that might be something you can get into. But so that's just a little fun thing. So $15,000, you can manifest 12 days of Christmas. Go on the road. Make a tour of it. Amen. But we know the real message of Christmas is not about the gifts that we give each other. Amen. It's Christmas. This is our holiday to celebrate. So rather it's a reminder of the gift that God has given to the world. John 3:16 says, I'm going to read in the King James Version and in the Passage Translation. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For this is how much God loved us. This is the Passion Translation. For this is how much God loved us. He gave his one and only unique Son as a gift. So now everyone who believes in him will never perish, but have everlasting life. Luke 2:10-11 says, And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you this day, you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. So, you know, through the years, we have seen many commercials on TV advertising different things that have used the slogan, Buy the gift that keeps on giving. It's the gift that keeps on giving. And after a while, this advertisement, it's exciting to first hear about it. Oh, get this gift. It'll just keep on giving. But after a while, it fades away. Then later on, another commercial will come on with the same slogan. And so today, I will remind us that the greatest gift that has ever been given, and this gift keeps on giving, it's not outdated. It's never expired. It just gets better and better the more you use it, the more you get to know about it, I should say, and that's Jesus. That's having a relationship with Jesus. So, but it's the gift that keeps on giving, the gift of Jesus, the gift that never wears out, the gift that gives us abundant life in the earth now, the gift that has given us eternal life someday, the gift that has given us an unconditional love, the gift that gives us hope over and over again, the gift that speaks louder than any other words. The gift comes from the greatest giver that has ever been, and that's God Himself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So Luke 1:31 tells us, Mary, you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. The name of the gift is Jesus. 1 John 4:1 and 10 tells us, in this love, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only son into the world so that we might live through him. For God so loved, love motivated the greatest giver to give the greatest gift to humanity. He was motivated by love, for God so loved, passionate love. So I call this love grace. This love is grace. Grace is, of course, defined as receiving what you do not deserve. And we do not deserve Jesus. We do not deserve his birth, his life, or his death. But God for so loved us that he gave. Amen. Romans 8:5-8 tells us, but Christ proved God's passionate love for us by dying in our place while we were still lost and ungodly. While we were still out there making all kinds of messes, not wanting anything to do with God, he still did what he did for us. That is unconditional love. That's God's grace and that's God's mercy toward us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, the gift, the only begotten son. Jesus is eternal and is the one and only son of God sent to offer salvation to the world. All the others died, but they never rose again. But our Savior rose again. Amen. He's not in the grave. He's not in the manger. But he's sitting at the right hand of the Father. Woo! Hallelujah. Conceived by the Holy Spirit through Mary, by the Holy Spirit through Mary directly from God, which means he was one of a kind. His DNA, it starts with a G, which is God. Amen. Hallelujah. So the recipients of this gift is the world. Is those that are out there that have not accepted Jesus Christ. A gift, when you talk about a gift is an expression of the giver's heart. You know, when you go buy Christmas presents for someone, you begin to think about that person. And you begin to think what this person would like, what this person, your love for them, what you would want to get them. And so when God started thinking about how he was going to get mankind back to him, he said, I've got to give them the best. I got to give them the best thing I've got. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his best. He gave his best. Amen. So it gives an expression of the heart of God toward us, even when we were yet sinners out there doing stupid stuff. The recipient gets it, but not because it's earned, merited, or deserved. It's simply an expression of the loving heart of the giver, which is God. We didn't earn it. We don't deserve it. Kenzie sings the song, we didn't earn it, we don't deserve it. For God so loved the world are those who have not accepted this gift. The gift that was given is for anyone, everywhere, anywhere, anytime. Regardless of race, color, creed, or gender, this gift is given to all of those that are willing to receive it, believe it, and accept it to be of truth. Salvation is given for everyone through the gift that was given, this gift that keeps on giving. Not outdated, never will be outdated, doesn't expire. Amen. And it's free. This gift is free. When someone hands you your gift at Christmas, you're going to say, oh, how much do I owe you for this? You shouldn't have spent that much money on this. Because of the goodness of their heart and their love for you, they give you that gift. Suppose God had said, well, you can purchase your salvation. That would leave out millions of people because we would never have enough money to ever pay for this gift of salvation. Suppose he had said, be good enough and I will give it to you, or do enough good deeds and then you can merit your salvation. None of us ever could do that. None of us could ever do that. None of us could ever behave long enough or well enough to do that, to be good enough. You know that song, Santa Claus, that we sing at Christmas and we let the kids sing it and all that in fun? You know, Santa Claus is coming to town. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. And so many people think Jesus is like that. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. Jesus is watching your every move, and he's going to get you. He's making a list and checking it twice, going to find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He goes on to say he sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been good, bad, or good. So be good for goodness sake. I wouldn't want anything from a Santa Claus that acted like that, that I had to perform for my gift. If I want a gift, it's supposed to be free, right? Well, I'm going to tell you what, church. One day, there was a man that came to town from the portals of heaven. And when he came, he turned the world upside down. And it has, it's never been the same since. And I'm telling you, he is watching you. But it's not for your destruction, but it's for your good. He's watching you, keeping an eye on you to make sure that you're fulfilling your purpose. Amen, because he's a good, good father. He's a good, good father. And he wants the best for you. And yes, he's watching us. Amen, and you don't have to pout. Hallelujah. Well, pray. Well, okay, God, I won't go there. Hallelujah. So all the other religions in the world say do good, but they never give you the power on how to do good. They never tell you, you just need to be good. How do I be? I don't know, but you just need to be good. God is good all the time. Jesus has come to town. And as I said, the world has never been the same since then and never will be. Suppose God had said, I'm going to grade you on the curve, and if you score high enough, you will pass it, and then you will get your salvation. Again, I say, when Jesus entered this earth, he messed up that curve. And we're not living on that curve any longer. But we're living under mercy and grace that's been given to all of us. Instead, God said, I will give you salvation if you will receive the gift, and the gift is his presence. The gift is his presence, not present. We're in the southern part of the world. Our words run together. Presence, not present. As we celebrate this glorious time of the year, let us never forget the gift that was given to humanity from God. God came to earth in human form. Jesus was the gift, salvation embodied in human form. To be like we did, like we are, to go through what we go through, to say, yeah, I've been there, and I'll overcome, and so can you. Be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. And if I've overcome the world, so you can. Amen. So the gift is Jesus, a Savior to those who believe. So what about it? Return receipt required from you. Well, by grace you've been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works. Least anyone should boast, Ephesians 2:8-9. There are believers, there are non-believers, and then there are the make-believers. Amen? There are the believers that truly believe that Jesus is who he said he is, and he will do what he says he will do. Then there are the non-believers that just don't care. And then there are the make-believers who try to make up stories and live a life contrary to the word. Which are you? Do you rank among those who say there is a Savior? Perhaps Jesus is the Savior? Can you truthfully say, and as I look out at the congregation, I believe everyone here is saved, but you may be listening, or you may have a family member that's not saved. that you can give them this message of hope today. It says a gift has come to this earth, and his name is Jesus. And he's searching and seeking to find that which is lost. Amen. The gift is eternal life in Jesus Christ, Romans 6:23. For long centuries, the children of God had walked in the light of the law and the prophets, as we know that, but they never could keep it. They had to get their word from a prophet. They couldn't go directly to God. So they walked in the light of the law and what the prophets had to say. But I believe all the while they were looked up to heaven and longed to have God step down and walk in the midst of them. Why is what they're saying, if it's so good, why can't we touch him? Why can't we talk to him? Why can't we intermingle with him? If all these things that you're saying that he did. And in Bethlehem, 2,000 years ago over, that is just what God did. He said, I'm going to come down and I'm going to walk among you. And I'm going to send you someone that I can do that through. John 1:14 tells us that he became bone of our bone and flesh of our flesh and made us dwelling among us. The Christmas message is this. It's 2 Corinthians 5:19. God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ. And it seems as if God stepped out and said, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Hallelujah. I've sent someone to you that you no longer have to be in bondage. Amen. That you no longer have to live a life of barely getting by till you get to heaven when everything's going to be okay. When he says that you can have life, an okay life, an abundant life here in this earth today. And that's my Christmas message to you today. That the greatest gift that was ever given was Jesus. In the form of a body to bring us hope. Because he knew we would be without hope. And we have that hope today. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Father, we just thank you for the gift that you gave. And when you gave, you had us in mind. And as we open presents on Christmas, we may look at something someone may have given us. And we're thinking, what on earth is that? Where did that come from? I don't know how to use this. But when we open your word, the gift that was given to us 2,000 years ago, over 2,000 years ago. Lord, when we look into your word, it's our instruction manual. And we can find what that gift is and how that we can appropriate that gift into our lives. And it begins when we accept you as our Savior. That we can have relationship with you. That we can talk to you one-on-one. That we can go into your throne room. We can lay our head up on your shoulders and rest. Hallelujah. That we don't have to bear it because you've already bore it. What great love that you had for us, Lord, that you sent your only Son to this earth that we could have life, and not just eternal life, life here on this earth now. Father, I thank you for everyone that's in this place today, listening. Now or later, I just thank you for blessing. We rejoice in this season that that we're the reason that you sent Jesus. And we celebrate that gift in this season. Reason that you sent your very best, that we could come back to you, that we'll be rescued and brought back to you. But I send your blessings over these people today, Father. I thank you they're walking in this season of divine favor. That they're blessed to be a blessing. The testimony was given that unexpected bill paid off. I think it's going to happen frequently. Hallelujah. Speak that over you, church, that it's going to happen more and more frequently. Unexpected blessings coming into your hands so that you know that God loves you and you're highly favored. Mm-hmm. I thank you for that today, God. I just speak that you're the head and you're the head and not the tail. That God has caused you to walk in health. God has caused you to walk in wealth. And no form of you shall prosper. I speak that over you today in the name of Jesus. That you go forth from this place rejoicing because of the greatest gift that was ever given. Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. When you're leaving Be sure to check the table out there because you probably have something on there if you just find it. This is close to being in alphabetical order. Christmas cards. Don't miss them.